This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel reported it conducted airstrikes Tuesday in northern and southern parts of the Gaza Strip, a day after the country's defense minister said the intensive phase of Israel's war with Hamas would soon end. The Israel Defense Forces said airstrikes targeted militants in the northern Shati areas as well as Khan Yunis. The Israeli military reports its troops killed dozens of militants and uncovered about 100 rocket installations. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports a study of the weapons Hamas is using to fight back against Israel are being supplied by Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, among others. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
An Associated Press analysis of more than 150 videos and photos taken in the 3 months of combat since Hamas launched its October 7 attack on Israel shows the militant group has amassed a diverse patchwork arsenal of weapons from around the world, much of it smuggled past a 17-year blockade that was aimed at stopping just such a military buildup. N.R. Jensen-Jones, an expert in military arms who's director of the Australian-based Armament Research Services, says the majority of their arms are of Russian, Chinese or Iranian origin, but North Korean weapons and those produced in former Warsaw Pact countries are also present. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Qatar's prime minister warned Tuesday of the massive destruction inflicted by Israel's offensive on Gaza and criticized the Israeli defense minister's rejection of a ceasefire in the battered enclave. The war, sparked by Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel, also triggered a humanitarian catastrophe that has displaced most of Gaza's 2.1 million population and pushed more than a quarter into starvation, according to the United Nations. More than 100 days into the conflict, Palestinian authorities say the death toll in the coastal territory has passed 24,000. The Hamas October 7th attack killed around 1,200 people and saw some 250 others taken hostage by the militants. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen cautioned Ukraine's Western allies that now is not the time to waver in support of the nation's fight against Russia's invasion. Speaking Tuesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, von der Leyen said of its invasion of Ukraine, Russia is failing at its strategic goals, both militarily and economically.
And all of this tells us that Ukraine can prevail in this war. But we must continue to empower their resistance. Ukrainians need predictable financing throughout 2024 and beyond. They need a sustained supply of weapons to defend Ukraine and regain its rightful territory.
The European Union leader's comments came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the Davos Forum, where he assured the Ukrainian leader of the U.S.'s strong, enduring support for Ukraine. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is the resounding winner of the 2024 Iowa caucuses, finishing with more than 50% of the overall vote. As VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports from Des Moines, Iowa, dangerously cold weather descended on Iowa and impacted the caucus turnout.
Trump's campaign resonated with Iowans, who braved the cold and ice across the state to deliver him a win with one of the largest margins of any Republican candidate in the contest's history. Jan Good cast her vote at a caucus site in the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny.
And I think the people that were absolutely determined were going to be here.
Good's vote went for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who won the overall count at her specific caucus site. DeSantis edged former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to take second place in Iowa. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, who finished fourth, bowed out of the race and endorsed Trump. Both Democrats and Republicans typically participate in the Iowa caucuses, but this year Democrats turned to mail-in ballots for their presidential preference, with incumbent President Joe Biden expected to win that final tally. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.
The Emmy Awards for Excellence in the American International Television Industry were presented late Monday. Associated Press correspondent Margie Zarroletta reports.
Succession won Best Drama Series for a third time. Because the Hollywood strikes delayed the Emmys 4 months, The Bear won for Best Comedy Series for its first season, 8 days after it won the Golden Globe for its second season. Quinta Brunson's win for Lead Comedy Actress is the first time a black woman has won since Isabel Sanford in 1981. Kieran Culkin, who won Lead Dramatic Actor, says he really has been asking his wife about having a third child.
Instead of just talking to her in private like a human, I just blasted her on stage, which was very rude.
I'm Archie Zarroletta.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.